The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
These are the words of Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater life than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the Star Phoenix this week, there was a newspaper article, and it was basically a press release from SaskTel. And SaskTel says that today, Mother's Day, this Sunday, will be their highest usage day of the year. Not Christmas Day, not Canada Day, not Father's Day, not Valentine's Day, but today, Mother's Day, will be SaskTel's busiest day. Over 640,000 residential long-distance calls will be made and received. Over 700,000 text messages will be sent today. In fact, it is so trying and taxing on SaskTel's service and network system, they even give you suggestions for how to get your call to mom completed. Phone after 7 p.m. Phone before 9 a.m. A lot of us are contacting mom. For some, they are blessed to be here sitting beside their mother. Mothers are blessed to be sitting beside their children. Some are separated by distance. Some have been separated by the chasm of death, unfortunately. Mothers are important to us. As SaskTel says, every year we phone more, we text more, we contact mom more on Mother's Day. But buried beneath that statistic is also the fact that we're becoming more spread out as a population. Through education, through migration, through chasing job opportunities, through spouses coming from different places of origin. Not all of us live in the same town that we grew up in. Not all of us live in the same place that our parents currently live. And so many of us, we have to have a phone call. Many mothers rely on a phone call from their children to wish them a happy Mother's Day. A quick, I love you. You mean so much to me. I'm not a mother. Fortunately, I married a really great one. So I get to watch as children are raised. It's interesting. There's patience. There's education, there's hope, there's worry, there's prayers. Sometimes there's some disagreements, sometimes there's some stubbornness. But always as a family, we're working towards something. But that something isn't always readily apparent. Often things seem very immediate. There is a music lesson, there is a dance lesson. There is a ball game we got to get to. There is an activity at church. There's a friend commitment. There's you know what. And so mothers, fathers, families, we struggle. We make schedules work. We pass each other in the hallway and we make things happen. And along that road, you can quickly, I realize, get caught up in the day-to-day activities, not fully realizing what you are doing, not seeing the long picture. the fruit that will bear. Because in the midst of all these events come little life lessons. Lessons about trust and responsibility and fidelity and expectations. Lessons about how we deal with success and how we deal with failure. Lessons about how we interact with one another. And lessons about how we love one another. And most of these lessons aren't spoken. Mothers do not sit children down their knee and say, "Look, here's what we learned from this event. Look, here is how you are to love your neighbor. Look, here is how you are to be honest in the world. Look, here's how you are to approach a stranger." But they are through experience. They are through words of wisdom and words of correction, words of hope, words of love. And all these things build upon one another. And one day, my wife, Laura Lee, will be the mom on the end of the phone. 20 years from now, 30 years from now, receiving the Mother's Day phone call. "Mom, I love you." Who knows what God has in store for our children? Where they'll be living, where we'll be living, what their careers or their life choices will take them. Will they be single? Will they be married? Will they have children of their own? Only the Lord knows. But what I do know is that all of these daily life experiences will inform the people that they become. They will inform the women that they grow into. They will inform the choices they make in life. They'll be at the core of their very being. And I know this for a fact because as I look at my life, it is all these little learnings along the way that have brought me to where I am. How do we measure these things? How do we recognize as parents, as mothers, as fathers, those opportunities that God presents us with to teach, to educate, to encourage? How do we know the words to say, the decisions that should be made, the advice that should be given? Frankly, we don't often know. We do our best. But we do our best in relationship with one another. We do our best as a family. As the Godiners, not every day that we live is perfect. As parents, not every decision that we're forced to make will have a perfect outcome. Not every piece of advice we give will be perfect. We might miss at times the tears of our children. We might miss their fears. We might not celebrate their joys and triumphs enough. We might overshadow some of their misgivings or stumblings. But we do all of this together as family. And we pray that the totality of our experience together, the years that God has blessed us with, will be ones that measure out towards love and forgiveness and hope and peace and trust. We pray that ultimately the gifts of the Spirit will be the stories that we remember, will be the childhood that our children recall. And furthermore, they'll take these experiences, just like Laura Lee and I take the experiences of our lives, and they will sow them into their own marriages, and into their own families, and into their own places of work, and into their own communities, wherever those may be. And from there, the cycle continues. The seeds are planted. What grows might look different, because the fields, the farms, the orchards, the vineyards are all different. But the fruit will be the fruit of the Spirit. We live in community with one another. Our base community is family. Our closest relationships, our untold stories, our fears that we won't share with anyone else, our misgivings, our stumblings, this part of ourselves that we work to hide from others, we cannot hide from those that we live with for 24 hours a day. But how long does family last? 18 years? 19 years? Will our children go off to play sports at 15 years old? Will they be boomerang kids and come to live back home when they're 30? I don't know. But no matter where we're living, no matter what may separate us, we will remain family. We will share these years and these experiences as a family together. Today, Jesus brings his followers together. And these are his last words to his closest followers, to his family of faith, before he is arrested and crucified. This is his final speech. And it is words of love. Love one another. Abide in love. Follow my commandments to love others as you love yourselves. These are Christ's words of encouragement. But Christ keeps the family together. Christ looks at his followers and says to them, love one another. Serve one another. Forgive one another. Go out into the world as my family. Here in the church, we are a family. We are a liturgical church. The word liturgy in Greek means community. You don't just simply come to church, listen to someone talk, listen to someone sing, see an offering plate, go by your face, and go home. That's not our church. We are a liturgical church. We pray together. We sing together. We worship together. We respond together. We minister together. And we serve together. This is our time together. And like a family, we are called to support one another and love one another and encourage one another and, yes, correct one another. And we pray that the totality of our experience together will be one of love. And from here, people will leave. Geography will pull us apart. Careers will pull us apart. School will pull us apart. Sometimes disagreements and anger will pull us apart, just like any other family. But no matter where you go or I go, we are connected to one another, connected to what we share here, the way in which God has walked with us and encouraged us, the way in which we have seen God's power in our midst is unique for us. The day that we shared yesterday, the Sunday that we shared last week, and the day that we will share tomorrow is uniquely ours because we share it together. We pray for things together. We hope for things together. We mourn death together. We celebrate life together. And we look forward to the resurrection together. We are a family. So we gather on this Mother's Day. And we celebrate mothers. We celebrate sacrifice and love. We celebrate support. We celebrate blessing. But we're also celebrating family. Mothers don't exist as individuals. Fathers don't exist as individuals. Grandparents don't exist as individuals. And you as Christians don't exist as individuals. We are all part of a community. Mothers are part of a family. Children, spouses, whatever it looks like, whatever the family dynamic may be, they do not exist alone. This is the gift of community. This is what God has called us together for. It is a community that is to be defined by love, by support, by forgiveness, and by service. I'm happy that we can share it together. I don't know what tomorrow will look like. Who will be in our community? Who won't be in our community? But I know that we share this day together. As a parent, I don't know what my future will look like, where my children will be, where I will be. But I know that we share this day together. And I know that this day we share together is an opportunity to fully realize, to fully enjoy, and to fully be blessed by the presence of Christ. What opportunities do I have to learn? To love, to forgive, to be instructed, to be corrected, to be shown new and amazing ways that God is in action in the world. That's my life as a Christian. And it's also my life as a parent. What opportunities are my children giving me to support them, to educate them, to encourage them, to console them, whatever it may be? Because opportunities, I believe, present themselves every day. They present themselves in family and in community. I thank mothers. I was raised by a mother. I'm now married to a mother. So I am very thankful for mothers. I'm thankful for children. I'm thankful for fathers. I'm thankful for grandparents. But I'm also thankful for what we share together. None of us is an island unto themselves. None of us exists as the solitary individual. God has brought us together. God will show us a way forward. Whether we're sitting beside mom today or not, whether we will visit the grave of a mother today, whether we'll be on a phone with our mother today, we can know that God is with us. That the same God that blesses us with human family, the same God that blesses us with mothers and grandmothers, with fathers and grandfathers, is the same God that has called us together to that final, complete community. Where we are no longer separated, where we are no longer divided, where we will live as the eternal family. Amen. Amen.